Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. What do you get when content, advertising, blockchain, and cryptocurrencies collide? The new venture you'll learn about in our first half hour, Blockboard. Chief Executive Matt Wasiloff joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. An unusual short-form showcase comes to BET Her July 10th. Meet a pair of content entrepreneurs involved, Tressa Osero-Smallwood and Mona Scott-Young, later this hour. After that, you sound off on how TV 2021 has unfolded halfway through and what's coming your way from tomorrow to New Year's Eve. Also ahead, a rough road to Amazon landing MGM and our classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. I present on Amazon Music, Verbal, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, and now Apple Podcasts. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in our program. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon, the final day of the first half of 2021. That's the first half. And we welcome you, of course, to the program All About TV's Current and Future. 95 degrees, top of the hour. We are wrapping up the second heat wave in the New York metro area this year. And wherever you are, we hope that you're hanging in with the heat wave, as we said on Monday's program. If you are in a heat wave zone, and we know those Pacific Northwest people are still dealing with temperatures during the day above 110 degrees, please, if you have to go out, take it easy. Give yourself extra time. Drink plenty of liquids and water. Check up on the loved ones, et cetera, and we will all get through this. And if you have questions or comments for our guests over the next 90 minutes, we invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Pick up the phone and call in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And we've got a chat room in business available for you right now. It's SimonApple04 by name. You can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. While the program is on the air, don't forget, you can get involved and connect others along the way by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk, Speaker, or TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. Matt Wasiloff from Blockboard, live with us from Tenafly, New Jersey, after these news notes. If Elizabeth Warren gets her way, Amazon's effort to acquire Metro Mayor will not be a slam dunk. The Democratic Senator from Massachusetts is requesting the Federal Trade Commission, chaired by Lina Khan, conduct, in her words, a broad and meticulous review, unquote, of this transaction. Warren mailed a letter to the FTC on that request yesterday. And in response, earlier today, Amazon wants Khan to recuse herself from this or any other company situation, inferring that several times in public, Khan has called Amazon guilty of any trust violations and should be headed for a breakup. Comcast will roll out a multi-channel shopping service bundle anchored by HSN and QVC over the summer to its Xfinity and Flex customers. The bundle will circulate through various smart TV gadgets, and early next year, Xfinity and Flex users will be able to order HSN and QVC merchandise interactively using their voice or remote. Now, quickies, a special hour-long Wipeout episode featuring people associated with the hit movie Suicide Squad will run on TBS August 1st. SiriusXM 2021 will announce its final pilot competition winners tonight. Discovery Plus will offer Last Exit Space, the new space consolidation civilization or colonization documentary from Werner Herzog this fall. An Indiegogo crowdfunding drive is wrapping up for Plot Device, a proposed scripted series pilot. Nearly $5,000 been raised with less than 2 days to go. And Golf Channel and Peacock will share the U.S. Senior Open coverage July 8th to the 11th. 20 hours are on tap live. And that is news notes for today. And now joining us live from Tenafly, New Jersey, the founder and chief executive officer of Blockboard, Matt Wasiloff. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Thanks, Simon.
In terms we all understand, what is Blockboard and what is it out to do?
We are a frequency management platform, an FXP. We're actually creating a whole new sector in digital video. We see frequency as probably the most underthought metric in all of media. And because we have the transparency of video inventory across all devices, not only television, connected TV, OTT, mobile, we're able to distribute video across all video, and we do it effectively and efficiently. So we are a frequency management platform, Blockboard.
The idea is, Matt, as I understand it, is that you present content where the advertising is embedded in the program, in the content itself. Is that pretty much what we're talking about, and how do you make that happen?
Absolutely. I mean, we distribute video ads and video content. Our customers are the video advertisers, but we distribute that in pre-roll, mid-roll, in content, premium content, but we do it platform agnostic. So we're able to distribute those video ads wherever they need to be distributed to find the right audiences. So it's all on our platform, which is called Blockboard, and it is on the blockchain. Everything we do is on Ethereum. So that's how we present a whole new video platform to the marketplace.
So where does the platform stand right now? Is it one platform for all the content that you are dealing with, or is the content running on, let's say, multi-channel bundles like Pluto TV or Tubi or Xumo, or is it running on specific mega content networks or programming services mm-hmm. that are running on smart TV sets and devices? How where does the content play? Let's start with that.
All the above, Simon. So everything you just mentioned is in our ecosystem, and the platform that we have, which is a proprietary platform, basically distributes those video ads and content into all the platforms you just mentioned, from Fubo to Pluto to Sony PlayStation and whatnot. And we're able to read all of those metrics. We're providing that transparency back to our customers, who are the advertisers. So we work with all of the above.
Mm-hmm. Now, why did you go that route as opposed to putting together your own programming service and offer it to the TV set makers like Samsung and Vizio LG, and offer it to the multi-channel bundles, and offer it to the smart TV set devices like Roku and Amazon Fire and so forth? In other words, having your own programming service where you distribute everything, as opposed to the content pops up in different places.
Well, I was one of the first to present video ads to all of these streaming services. I did that. I started that about 20 years ago. My first company was called BBE, which was short for Broadband Enterprises. We were the first online video network, and we also built the first video ad serving system called Vindico. So that's where our background is, the team at Blockboard. So we've been doing more or less this same thing for a long time. And so that's a business model that we know, understand, we've built, we've been terrific at, and we just saw a new opportunity now to really start to reset the video industry and present better and more effective advertising. So it's really a continuation of all the work that I have and my team have been doing for the past 20 years.
And how, Matt, does blockchain and cryptocurrency factor in?
So blockchain is the platform that we're choosing to use, or shall I say the operating system that we're using to provide transparency. We want to bring trust back into video, because that's really something that's been more or less lost over the last several years. So by using Ethereum, which is the operating system we're using on the blockchain, we're able to provide to our advertisers, our customers, the transparency that they're not getting in all of these walled gardens across video today. So a lot of the biggest players like YouTube and Facebook and such aren't providing a lot of that transparency. They're operating more or less in a black box, and we really need to bring that, we'll reset that whole process for video and video advertisers. So we've chosen to use Ethereum, and we're starting to see a lot of those great results.
The venture we're talking about is Blockboard, and we are listening with Matt Wasserloff. He is the founder and the chief executive of this venture. He joins us live this half hour from Tenafly, New Jersey, on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Happy to be with us on the end of this first half of 2021, and getting ready for the second half, which starts tomorrow. Tom Abbott, I'm with you live from New York. Good to have you aboard. 95 degrees at the top of the hour. Heat wave is hopefully wrapping up today. We're supposed to get some storms in the area tomorrow, and then really gorgeous July 4th weekend ahead. And we hope you spend it really beautifully as much as possible. If you have a question or comment for Matt, well, use the phone and get your voice going. 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Second of three episodes we're doing this week, and we will kick off July on Friday with a very interesting hour plus for you. We started this week by showcasing one of the Series Fest scripted pilots called Middle of Nowhere with its producer, writer, director, Michelle Palermo, on Monday. Well, Friday afternoon, we'll kick things off with an unscripted pilot called Go Green. It's a home makeover series with an environmental-friendly touch. You'll meet the partners in production and in life that are putting it together, Nicole Winters, Lynn Jim. And then you will hear from someone who, as we speak, is putting together the next Comedy Central on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. A little blooper show here, a little sketch show there, a little prank show here and there. The project is called Unveiled Network. The man behind is Jack Bale. You'll hear Jack Bale live and exclusive with us Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Smart TV Televised. And also on the program, we will have a major announcement about a brand new way you can catch our show starting next week after the July 4th holiday weekend. So stay tuned. I think you'll like what we have to say. That's Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Smart TV Televised. All right, Matt, let's get to the content. What are some of the series that you are showcasing through Block Ward, and was it a case of you finding them or they finding you?
Great question. We bring some great concepts to the market. Sometimes we'll sell those concepts. Other times our advertisers will look for their own custom ideas, and we'll execute in both of those ways. But there's a few series that I'm certainly most excited about. One is At Home with Jennifer. Feel Ageless is the show, and Jennifer Pate is a personality, a host that I've worked with for the past 15 years. She brought Jen and Barb Mom Life to me many years ago when I was running BBE. It was a hit show. We won a Webby Award. Kraft was our big sponsor, and she taught the world and our country how to be a mom. And today she's teaching in majority women, but 50 plus, let's say, how to take care of yourself, health and wellness. So that's a show that we sold to Henkel that has been running, and we're now in the upfronts negotiating with some new sponsors. So At Home with Jennifer, Feel Ageless is one. And another show that I'm also excited about is Fireside Chats. We interview the legends of comedy, Robert Klein, Kevin Pollak, to name a couple, and we're now going to be rolling out some new interviews, and we're working with the Englewood Health Hospital System, actually here in Bergen County, New Jersey. So they, during a pandemic and a tough time for all of us, they were bringing Laughter is the Best Medicine. That's what we called the series for Fireside Chats, Laughter is the Best Medicine, and we pulled in some incredible metrics. Over 10% engagement rate, likes and shares and comments. So people really found that show to be effective to get through a particularly tough time here for all of us. So those are two series that I'm really excited about.
Mm-hmm. Are there any plans to have scripted television or scripted series or made-for-TV movies be part of Block Ward?
Absolutely, yes. In fact, we're shooting right now a documentary following Team Israel. You may or may not know this, but Israel has a baseball team that's going to the Olympics in 2 weeks. So we're following these guys. It's the majority of the team are Americans. They're more aligned Jewish Americans who are playing for Israel in the Olympics. So we followed this. It is an amazing story, just that they qualified alone, and now they're one of six teams competing for gold in Tokyo. So that's an example of a documentary that we're shooting right now and working to win some sponsors.
And just to be clear, you're also looking at scripted shows too. Scripted, hybrid, semi-scripted,
yes.
Which are a mix of scripted, unscripted material.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, we have a number of scripts that we're marketing in the upfront right now. So all of those types of shows and content series are what we're marketing in the upfront.
And it should be pointed out that as part of this venture, you actually have a studio or studios, if you will. Are the studios in New Jersey as well, or in the New York metro area?
Yeah.
If you're doing original production,
absolutely.
Where is that?
Well, I mean, we're in Tenafly, New Jersey, because of the pandemic, and it's sent our entire teams home. But our studios, we work with a number of producers who are really all across the country. So we're set up as we're operating, you know, here hopefully at the end of a pandemic. But once we come back to the office, per se, we'll be back in Manhattan.
You mentioned a couple of times already that you are actively participating in upfront advertising discussions with advertisers.
Yes.
What are they saying about mm-hmm. what you're doing? What questions do they give you about your venture?
It's a great question, and it's timely. The upfront, this is going to be a really pivotal, we often use the word inflection point here in the upfronts. Obviously, the world has changed, and linear TV is changing dramatically. Streaming video has become really a predominant option for all of our viewers across the country. So the advertisers are paying particular attention to this. Our conversations have gotten a lot more exciting. They're interested in all of these types of series. They want to figure out how to best utilize that content to drive the objectives of their brands. So all of these conversations we're having in the upfront, and for the digital content providers like ourselves, it's more the new front. But in this upfront that we're going through right now, they're trying to align with the content that they believe can really drive their business and their business results. So that's what Blockboard is set up to do, and those are the exciting conversations we're having right now.
Do the advertisers have a say in where you place the programs? In other words, let's say if a Procter & Gamble were to come to you and say, Matt, I want this show you've got through Blockboard. I want it on Pluto TV. I want it on in Spanish on Canela Media, or I want this on Curiosity Stream. Do they get their way, or do you do negotiation in terms of what's the best platform or what's the best service to go on?
It is certainly a part of the conversation, Simon, but it's not the main priority. The advertisers are looking for their customers. They're looking for a certain audience that they deem will be their customers. And really, as long as they see the business results, then the publishers are secondary. So as long as they could find the right audience, whether it's on a Pluto or it's on a Microsoft or MSN or ABC, NBC, CBS, it doesn't really matter. The conversations we're having are around what their KPIs are. So when they tell us their key performance index is email registrations or reach and frequency or sales or downloads of their apps, we map out the distribution strategy that's going to get them those business results, hit those KPIs. That's how the conversation has really changed in this upfront. It's less about the reach and frequency back that we did in TV, and much more about the specific KPIs and business results that the advertisers are looking for today.
Matt Wasiloff is our first half-hour guest from Tenafly, New Jersey, here on Tomorrow Be Televised. He is the founder and chief executive of Blockboard, the brand new venture that's a mix of content, original content, cryptocurrency, blockchain, and advertising embedded in different ways in the programming. And if you have a question or comment or remaining minutes with him, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. After the 4th of July holiday weekend, on July 6th, we're going to be back with a huge two-hour episode for you. And check this out for a lineup. First up, from the new series, Leverage Redemption. That's right. It's the follow-up series to the popular TNT series of a number of years ago. We've got the person that did that original series with Timothy Hutton and the new series starring Noah Wiley. That's Dean Devlin. Leverage Redemption will be starting after the 4th of July holiday weekend, July 9th, on Amazon Dev Support Service, IMDb.tv. Later also on ION Television. And that's just the first half hour. Then you'll meet the CEO of a very interesting new venture called Fast Studios. It's out to present and put together new free advertising support channels on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Stuart McLean will be our guest. Then our second hour, we'll introduce you to a company that's trying to get more original content on the air. It's called Open Gate Entertainment. You will meet the co-founder and managing partner of the service, Mike Anderson, and we'll talk to a popular TV host and social media personality who's got a show he wants to put on through Open Gate. His name is Akil Orion. And finally, we'll introduce you to the people behind Questar. It's an organization trying to put a new type of travel channel on the air, again, through smart TV sets and devices. You'll meet executive Josh De Silva. That's all coming up on a special two-hour edition of Suave Televised, coming away the day after the July 4th holiday weekend. That's July 6th, Tuesday, regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Mark, I understand that you did a pilot of this venture using 8 o'clock coffee. That's the former AMP supermarket brand. Now it's available around the country for a series called Be Your Own Barista. Tell us how that worked and your sense how what this could mean for retail sales of advertising products.
That's a great question, and it was an incredible opportunity for a 150-year-old brand of coffee that was, you know, working through the pandemic, trying to sell to people who were at home, and they wanted to get their brand of coffee out there when people were, you know, making their own coffee in their own coffee machines. What came to me, the KPI was sales. They wanted to sell bags of coffee, and they were looking for impact, sales impact. So what we did at Blockboard is we created Be Your Own Barista. Heather Lee O'Keefe is her name. She was Miss Florida, and she showed in to the country how to make a latte or make a mocha, a cafe mocha. And that series of videos we pushed out and distributed across all of CTV, OTT, and social media for that matter. And we 4X'd their ad spend. We had a 4x ROAS, as we call it, return on ad spend. So for that $50,000 of ad spend, call it, we drove $200,000 of bags of coffee, and it was a huge success. And that was our first series that really demonstrated how we can really push and drive the sales of a product through custom video. So that was an exciting first opportunity, and that's exactly the kind of business model that we see going forward for the big brands across CTV and OTT.
Can you name any advertisers that have committed to being part of this venture?
I mean, we've worked with many. Henkel bought At Home with Jennifer. Henkel's the huge consumer packaged goods company with Renews It and all liquid detergent. We've worked with a number of politicians. We just helped put Alvin Bragg in office for the DA in Manhattan. We've worked with 8 o'clock coffee, who you just mentioned. We've worked with a number of toy manufacturers driving sales of toys in retail. So we've had a lot of success. Actually, one of the exciting opportunities we had was with a downloaded app called the Cartoon Channel, where we were driving downloads of their app. It was a whole new network, a kids network, that we helped launch over the last several months. So those are just a few examples of advertisers we've worked with. And now as more and more advertisers see streaming as a means to drive their business results, we're at the beginning of a hockey stick, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Mark, Blockboard is the third venture that we have covered on this program that is using blockchain and cryptocurrencies to expand what kind of content you can run on television, what can be financed, marketed, promoted, distributed on TV services, particularly smart TV sets and smart TV devices. We had a couple months ago a project called Starport, which is trying to do family-friendly series and movies using cryptocurrency, NFTs, non-fungible tokens, and blockchain. Earlier this month, we had Satter, which is also using NFTs, cryptocurrency, blockchain to create new programming content for different places. Now you have Blockboard. We hear others are on the way. What is your sense of, when all is said and done, how these practices, using blockchain, using cryptocurrency, using NFTs, throw in crowdfunding also and equity crowdfunding, how do you see all these different practices transforming the TV landscape?
It is transforming the landscape. And what we have found a lot of success with on the blockchain is really providing transparency. That's ultimately what the blockchain is. It's a public ledger. So the more transparency, the more visibility we're providing our marketers into how their activity, their video runs, the better. So that's how we're using blockchain, and it's working. You know, cryptocurrency is interesting, and I know there's a lot of people who believe in it and don't believe in it. We're certainly set up to transact on cryptocurrency as we're operating on the blockchain, and that's something that's available to our – and we do have some interested advertising agencies that are that want to transact in cryptocurrency, and we'll do that. But what we really see as the opportunity is to use blockchain for transparency and visibility.
Again, the name of the venture is Blockboard, and if you want to find out more about it online, along with the content and the advertisers involved, here's where you go, www.blockboard.co. That's www.blockboard.co. We will keep tabs on the venture, and maybe at some point later this summer, we'll try to interview one of the producers behind one of the shows that is using this venture to show original content through smart TV sets and smart TV devices. So stay tuned. I have a hunch that this venture is just getting started. Matt Wasserloff, the founder and chief executive of the venture, joining us live from Tampa, New Jersey. Thank you for coming aboard. Congratulations on what you've accomplished so far. And like I said, many, many more developments to come.
Thank you, Simon. Stay cool.
You too. All the very best. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Matt Wasserloff from Blockboard joining us live from Tenafly, New Jersey. More Tomorrow Be Televised coming your way shortly, but first some words from the fine folks at Audible.com. If you're in the mood for a very unusual book, how about this one? Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir is a big bestseller, and now it's a great seller in audio form, and you can get it as your trial book for a one-month trial with Audible.com. Have you heard that Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration? Well, now you are. And they have over 200,000 titles to choose from, which you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Verbal, iRadio Podcast Network, etc. All you have to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audiobook, 1 month trial of this service, plus great health and wellness information while it lasts, and terrific customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. And remember this. If you're already an Amazon Prime customer, you can get two audiobooks for the price of one. All it takes is, again, to go to audibletrial.com/televised, let them know you're a Prime customer. And that second audiobook can come from the fast-growing catalog of Audible Originals. We're talking original audio presentations and podcast series, best of Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional theater, and great one-woman and one-man performances. Oh, and also, if you act now, there's a possibility that you could, if you become an Amazon Prime member with Audible.com, or I should say Audible.com member as a Prime customer, you will be able to save more than half off the first 4 months of your subscription. For all the details, it's audibletrial.com/televised. When we come back, you'll meet two key people behind the brand-new project BET Her Presents, which kicks off next weekend. We'll get to that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. Listen to the best audio on the planet. www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tuning.com. Together reaching over 60 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Don't forget tonight, BTR brings you Way Back Wednesday. It's music, classic music from all different eras. Way Back Wednesday tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. It's 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific only on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, that's VTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to our second half hour. This 90-minute edition of Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Tommy Abbott, I'm with you live from New York, coming your way on this Wednesday, the final day of the first half of 2021. 95 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. We have two wonderful guests coming your way in the next half hour, and we invite you, as always, to be in the conversation. What you got to do is check in at 646-652-2906 and raise your voice, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Next Saturday, BET HER, that's the sister service of BET, is launching a very interesting project called BET HER Presents. It is a group of original short films, and they're films that were done under a very specific time frame. And we've got two people who are very important in the making of this venture, which kicks off again on July 10th. That's a week from Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time, 9 p.m. Central time as well. First of all, joining us live is one of the producers of this project, Tressa Azzaro-Smallwood. Tressa, welcome in.
Tressa may not have joined yet.
Tressa, you there?
Yep, I'm here. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, you can. And Tressa, where are you calling from? What city?
I'm in the Washington, D.C. area.
Ah, great, the nation's capital. And also joining us is one of the producers of the short films that are being presented next Saturday, and that's Mona Scott Young. Mona, welcome in.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. Actually, director, I will make that correction.
All right, director then. And by the way, where are you calling from, Mona?
The New York Tri-State area, New Jersey. Yes.
Ah, great. Our second New Jersey guest today, so way to go. And Tressa, we'll start with you. Explain what this BET HER project is all about.
Yes, it's a women's health initiative where we've partnered with BET HER to highlight a lot of the issues that women deal with. So, for example, for Mona and I, right now we're promoting Almost Enough, which is the film that she's had her directorial debut. And it follows the story of patients going through a cycle of challenges, mental challenges that she faces within one day. So it's a lot of different issues. And we felt like this was a good time to bring forth a topic like this in the midst of the pandemic, which we shot it back in March.
And overall, how many films are in this? And I understand that all the films actually wrapped up their filming, am I correct on this week? So they have very little time to, if they haven't done post-production yet, they got just about a week and a half to go.
Oh, no. So listen, you know, you're on the phone with myself and Mona where we shot all of these movies back-to-back in the middle of a pandemic, and we finished post-production on all of these films already. We're just basically promoting and waiting to release them now.
Mona, what's
the movie that I directed, Almost Enough, it actually, as you mentioned, airs on July 10th. So that's right around the corner. Yeah.
And tell us about the film and what inspired it.
I think as Tressa mentioned, it's a part of this health initiative that BET HER is engaged in. This one in particular, Under the Couch, is the banner that these two movies that focus on mental illness, they speak to the different spectrum. So the movie that I did, Almost Enough, is about just the everyday stressors that can lead to depression and anxiety, and it's really about shining a light on that and bringing this topic to the forefront. I mean, it's something in the Black community, the Black female community, that isn't really talked about as often, and so we wanted to give it that visibility, that prominence. And then the other piece, Under the Couch, is a piece that's directed by Vivica Fox, which speaks to a more severe mental disorder, which is bipolar disorder. So we just wanted to have these movies that showcase the spectrum of mental illness, but in an effort to give it visibility, to spark conversation, to bring attention to it, and hopefully to get people who are experiencing any of these symptoms or illnesses to not feel stigmatized and to seek the help that they need.
Now, Tressa, I understand that you have your own production company, Megamind Media, and these are the mastermind. This is the mastermind company behind this BET HER project. How did this project come together? How long has this been in development for?
Yeah, we started actually working on these at the top of January of 2020. We did some films in 2020. This is the second set of films that we've now done this year in 2021. But I was approached by one of the executives at BET Her because I had done some films with them before, some feature films, and they liked the quality of the work, and they wanted to get some women involved who actually had their own production companies to bring forth these additional projects where we knew there would be the sensibility to highlighting women's issues. And so, of course, when I heard about it, I knew that this was something that I wanted to do. I knew it would be impactful to be able to work on projects dealing with mental illness, breast cancer awareness, and domestic violence. So, of course, I signed up for it, and here we are.
And what do you think about BET Her? What anything did made for TV movies for the service? What kind of films did they deal with, and what was the reaction from BET Her consumers?
Oh, they loved it. I mean, we are speaking directly to the audience. Women want to see films about them, and honestly produced by people that they can relate to, because we know what they want. We know what they want to watch. We know what they need, and we're giving it to them.
And BET as a whole has been an incredible platform for, you know, black content creators and talent to have a platform. But BET Her specifically focuses on women, and it's been a much needed source of content, information, resources. So it's a very important platform. I've been, you know, thrilled and honored to be able to be a part of a project on BET Her, and you know, hopefully this is just one of many projects that they continue to support both financially and from, you know, an exposure standpoint, so that black women have a place where they can get this content and see themselves experiences reflected.
BET Her presents. First of at least two of these unique short-form showcases will be on next Saturday. That's July 10th, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. We're talking with two of the key people involved. The head of Megamind Media, which organized this BET Her Presents project, Tressa Azario-Smallwood, and one of the filmmakers, director Mona Scott Young. And if you have a question or comment for both of our guests, Tressa is joining us live from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., Mona from the New York metro area. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. As mentioned before, this is the second of three episodes of our program coming your way this week as we come out of June and go into July. And our first July episode will be on Friday. We'll be joined by the creative producers of an unscripted pilot that is now being shown at Series Fest, the virtual showcase out of Denver, which, by the way, will have their award ceremony later tonight. The program is called Go Green. It's a home makeover series with an environmental-friendly twist. We've got the partners in life behind it, Nicole Winters and Leif Lindheim will be with us. And then you'll meet the person who's putting together, as we speak, the next Comedy Central with a blooper show here, a prank show there, a sketch comedy show here and there. The project is called the Unveil Network, and that's named after its creator, Jack Vail. You'll meet Jack exclusively with us Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific, right here exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. How long did it take, Tressa, to get all the filmmakers on? You have a very, very exciting list of people involved. You've got the actress, producer Vivica Fox. You have community, Yvette Nicole Brown. You've got Mona. You've got Toronto Jones from Empire. You have Kareem Robinson also. What did it take to get all five of these content makers together?
Yeah, it was a pretty easy process. I think it was something that was because the moment that we approached these ladies about the opportunity, because they care about the issues, they were instantly, you know, saying, oh, I'm signing on. It's just, you know, let's figure out the dates and, you know, who we're going to cast. But ultimately, because of their care for the subject, it was very easy to bring them all together.
Mona, had you done either acting or content-making work for BET or BET Her before you got involved with this project?
Well, what's interesting is that I am also an owner of a production, a physical production company. I've got my own company, Monami Entertainment, and I also am the creator and executive producer of VH1's long-running franchise, Love & Hip Hop. So I have, you know, a lot of experience creating and producing content this was my first turn at directing, but the beauty of this project is being able to come together and lock arms with another Black female content creator with her own company, and it was an incredibly supportive environment, especially with this being my first outing as a director. It allowed me to be on another side of the process, so it enabled my growth as a content creator. But it was a seamless experience for me, but a whole new one. And, you know, I loved the process. I loved what I learned. I loved the growth that I experienced as a content creator, and I'm excited to do more in this realm.
Yeah. In putting Almost Enough together, how did the Love and Hip Hop experience help you to put this film together?
Well, you know, Love and Hip Hop has always been about not only telling stories that resonate with this audience, but also, you know, tackling topics that aren't often talked about, things that are swept under the rug, and dealing with stigmas, whether it be, you know, same-sex relationships or suicide or, you know, alcohol abuse, domestic violence. We've tackled all of those issues with our cast and our storytelling. And this was a continuation of that. I was excited to deal with the topic of mental health because it's one that doesn't get enough attention in our community. And I knew that this story needed to be told from a nuanced and sensitive place. Because the writer had put so much of her own life experiences into the script. And so for me, it was an opportunity to do this in the scripted realm, but to tell a story that hopefully would touch the audience, that they could see themselves represented in the lead character patients, and hopefully if they recognized any of the symptoms in themselves, could come away from the movie with some simple tools that they could use to help them get through until they could get the serious help that they needed.
Yeah. Now, same with you, Mona, Almost Enough, the film you did for this, who stars Yandy Smith, is a day-in-the-life story about a woman who is dealing with a number of things, midlife crisis, depression, anxiety, and, oh, yes, a pandemic, that who knows when this is going to be rectified once and for all. What kind of research did you do to impact the way you directed this? Let's start with that first. Then I want to get into how the pandemic impacted the way you shot it.
I looked in the mirror. I looked inward. This, you know, creating and being a part of this project was a cathartic process for me because it allowed me to see myself and all of the small pressures that I had, you know, brushed aside and tried to ignore the way I was feeling. And it was important for me to highlight that there doesn't have to be some big life-altering event for you to feel, you know, depression or anxiety. It was everything that every one of us was experiencing in our day-to-day life during the pandemic, right? Not knowing what was going to happen with your income, whether your business was going to survive through the pandemic, watching the images that were, you know, constantly being put forth on the screens, whether it was, you know, George Floyd and his death or Breonna Taylor, the, you know, protests that were happening, the death toll that kept rising from COVID-19 and the uncertainty that everyone was experiencing with what is this thing and how is it ever going to be contained and will there ever be, you know, a moment when we can go back to the lives that we knew. All of that stuff created a level of stress on all of us, and I consider myself a pretty strong person who has weathered adversity and has come out of it on the other side. But I had to stop and recognize that I was experiencing and exhibiting signs of depression myself, and I was, you know, experiencing anxiety myself. And making this movie was part of that healing process for me and that, you know, time of acknowledgement, because as we were making it, I saw signs. And, you know, I just brought myself to it. I brought myself as a woman, as a, you know, woman who has dealt with everything from family pressures to business to bills to all of those things that we saw patients go through in that day in her life. I've been there. And it was, you know, just about putting myself in that space and wanting to make sure we conveyed this in a way that people watching would have that same reaction.
Did you ask Yandy, your fellow cast members, everybody in your crew to do the same thing, like look in the mirror yourselves, don't be afraid to bring your dealing with this virus, your dealing with what's going on, your dealing with, if you've done it, depression, your family, whatever, to the table? And amid all that, how did you get through the pandemic? How did you get through some of the barriers in terms of being able to film this?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, in terms of the first question, yes, I've, you know, been very vocal about it because I do understand that in my position, people have a perception of my ability to deal with, you know, and juggle and come out of it, you know, unscathed. And I wanted to continuously send the message that we are all vulnerable and we have to pay attention to that vulnerability. It's about self-care. It's about, you know, paying attention to those signs, if you're not okay, reaching out for help, being vocal about that, not being ashamed, not being afraid, not being too embarrassed to say it out loud so that you get the help you need. So not only have I been very vocal about it, but I also encourage people to turn around and look at the person next to you and make sure that they're okay. We've got to take care of each other through this very difficult time. You know, we went out at the height of the pandemic and made this, of course, taking all the necessary precautions and COVID safety guidelines, but there was still that level of anxiety that comes with worrying about, you know, whether you'll bring something back home to your family or whether you're going to make it through, you know, the moment. So this has been all very, very instructive, and I think it's been a learning process for me personally that I've tried to, you know, impart and be very vocal about to not only all of the people that I work with, the people that I love in my family circle, but also, you know, my platform and my followers and the people who listening when I have something to say. I want to be able to continue to, you know, send that message out loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. Tressa, the five films that are under this BET Her Presents banner deals, like Mona's film, with some really, really gritty subject matter. In Vivica Fox's case, her film, Through Her Eyes, deals with the homeless. And this is a homeless woman who suffers from bipolar disorder. It Takes Two from Tarana Jones deals with chemotherapy and dealing with cancer. Yvette Nicole Brown's film, The Party, deals with being cancer-free and finding out that after 5 years of that, guess what, the cancer's back. And maybe it'll stick around for the rest of your life. And then another film, Carolina Robinson's Her Lifeline, deals with domestic violence and sexual abuse. Did you give all five filmmakers some specific ground rules to deal with their subject matter?
We didn't necessarily have ground rules to deal with it because when we opened up submissions for the film, we looked at all of the projects from the very beginning, and we kind of chose projects that we felt would resonate with our viewers. So we really didn't have those issues. Like as the project came in, at that point it was up to the directors to decide what the vision was going to be on screen, obviously, which was based off of the scripts that we chose. So it was a pretty easy process after making the final selection.
Mm-hmm. BET Her Presents, a series of five short movies, each lasting 20 minutes long. The first bunch, actually it's the first two, will premiere a week from Saturday, July 10th, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on BET Her. That's the sister network of BET. We have two of the key people involved, producer Tressa Aranzo Smallwood and director of one of those films, Almost Enough, that will be on the program, Mona Scott Young. If you have a question or comment, our many minutes with them. By the way, Tressa is joining us live from Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, Mona from the New York metro area. Again, if you have a question or comment in our main minutes with them, don't be shy. Make the call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up for the top of the hour, Classic Trivia Question of the Week, you can get two musical soundtracks if you know the correct answer. And then in our final half hour, we want to hear from you. What's your thinking about how television has progressed so far this year, and where do you think it might go in the remaining 6 months? So we want to hear from you by phone or chat room, and we'll open the lines for you in our final half hour. Tressa, first of all, Mona, do you see the possibility of your film becoming a series, maybe at some point?
Well, listen, we always hoped for a series order, but I think, you know, the purpose of it was to convey this message. I certainly think there's a huge opportunity to do a serialized version that deals with, you know, all of the topics. That, and maybe it's an anthology series that is ongoing where you can highlight and feature different stories. I mean, that's something for us to think about and talk about, Tressa, because
yeah.
those topics are so important to continuously have at the forefront of, you know, content. But I think as far as this project in particular, we set out to tell this story. I feel like we, you know, accomplished that beautifully. Hopefully the fans and the viewers feel the same. And the takeaway is, as we intended, that they come away with it, seeing themselves, hopefully getting a piece of information that helps them, and spreading the word.
Yeah, Tressa, do you see BET Her Presents going from, let's say, a one-shot or two-shot-a-year special to a weekly anthology series that deals with all sorts of issues that African-American or women of color face?
Yeah, I don't know that they'll go to a weekly, but what I do think is that, you know, every time these projects come out, they recognize the impact, and so they add more episodes. You know, when this first started, for example, it was only the breast cancer initiative, and it was, you know, under the banner The Waiting Room. And that was in 2019. And so in 2020, you know, they said, hey, well, you know what? Go ahead and produce two episodes under The Waiting Room, and we want to give you The Couch. And so we implemented The Couch. That was really successful in 2020, and we added again, and, you know, we added episodes to both The Waiting Room and The Couch, and we implemented The Hotline, which is the domestic violence series. So I do believe that, you know, as this grows, we will continue to add more episodes each year. But I do think it's more impactful for all of these to kind of play during the month that we can get the most exposure. So, you know, we release the breast cancer project during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We release the domestic violence project during Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So I think that the strategy right now is really working. And like Mona said, we'll probably have more opportunities to do other projects and things that can kind of piggyback off of them. But I do love the strategy that they've implemented so far for these series.
And what I'll say to piggyback on that,
by the way, are there any plans for – go ahead. Mona.
Yeah, I was going to say, what I'll say to piggyback on that for your listenership is, you know, supporting these, you know, projects is so very important, right? The viewers dictate what the buyers invest in. And these stories are so important, and we're hearing already just from the folks that have pre-screened it, the impact that it's had on them. So it's so important that your listeners, you know, tune in, support these projects, spread the word about these projects, talk about these projects, because even for a show that is as massively successful as Love & Hip Hop, it was only through the support of the viewers and their, you know, persistence and support of watching and tuning in and talking about it and rallying the network to continue to build on, you know, the first season of the first show that led to it being the massive, you know, franchise that it is today. So in speaking to whether or not we would see more of these kinds of programming, it's really, really dependent on the viewership. And so we need those listeners to turn on those screens and make sure that they spread the word and support these projects.
Speaking of spreading the word, Tressa, are there any plans to do any sort of outreach with social agencies that deal with breast cancer screenings, for example, or dealing with the homeless, et cetera, et cetera?
Absolutely. We have a lot of partners who have already signed on to help us in the previous years, those partnerships are continuing to grow. So, for example, we did a drive-through for the breast cancer initiative at the end of 2020, and we had mobile mammograms. We had doctors come out to talk about the fact that, yes, the pandemic is here, and although you may not want to go into a physical place to get tested, you know, we'll come to you. You know, now with the mental health initiatives, we have a lot of agencies saying, hey, you know, make sure you talk about it on your social media platforms and let us know if there are people that want to talk. You know, here's a number. So we have a lot of partners wanting to get involved with us and share and help with, you know, pushing the message.
Tressa, before we go, let's get into what your company, Megamind Media, has in store for the second half of this year and beyond.
Oh, I'm really, really excited. I'm shooting a movie next week called Trophy Wife, which is a drama, very, very intense. But I'm also gearing up to shoot one of my passion projects called Greenwood Avenue, which is a contemporary scripted version of what happened in 1921 for the Tulsa race riot. So, you know, a lot of stuff, good stuff going on. But I think I'm mostly excited just about connecting with a lot of women who have the same mindset, and we're all really moving forward just to be able to, you know, service our community.
Do you see a series, a scripted series or unscripted series at some point in your company's future?
Yes, I have about 3 scripted series in development right now, and I'm just waiting to see where they actually land.
Well, there's a lot of possibilities, you know, whether it is with BET. As a matter of fact, I have to ask you, you may have heard about BET Studios. That's the brand-new venture Kenya Barris is now involved with. We understand some other people may be involved as well, like Tyler Perry. Is that something that's in your radar screen, doing a BET Studios project?
Oh, I absolutely love what they're doing. You know, having a studio has been on my radar for a while. I actually live in an area where the city is really behind me, and they want to have a studio here in this area. So we're just trying to make it happen, but I love what Kenya Barris and others are doing to pull together to launch the BET studio.
And we should point out that BET Studios is not just about producing content for BET, BET Her, other Viacom, CBS on cable channels, as well as Paramount Plus, but also selling programming to other services, whether mega content or smart TV services, cable networks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Mona, what about you? What is in your radar screen for your production company?
Well, you know, we just aired this past Monday a retrospective on one of our more popular cities in the franchise, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. It was just a look back, and that was in anticipation of season 10, which starts airing next Monday, Mondays 8 p.m. on VH1, which is sister network to BET under the Viacom umbrella. So we are also in production with Love & Hip Hop Miami, and that's going to closely follow. We've been producing a series of specials which have bridged the gap during the pandemic to us coming back full swing on the series. And, yeah, looking forward to Love & Hip Hop Atlanta coming back on Monday with season 10, which is a major, major milestone for any franchise, and so I'm very proud of that. And just in development on a ton of projects moving into the scripted realm and have a couple of things on the feature side as well. So this pandemic has been a time to not only apply some self-care, but to also drill down and really figure out what's next and take advantage of the incredible momentum that exists for creators and content makers of color. And I'm excited about what the future holds.
The project, again, is BET Her Presents, and it will be premiering next Saturday, July 10th. That's 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on BET Her. Check it out for where that network is available in the area on cable and satellite. For more details about the project online, BET.com. That's BET.com, BET Her Presents, Saturday, July 10th, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. And there'll be another edition of BET Her Presents later this year. Incidentally, if any of the 5 films that are presented do become a television series on BET or another place, we will try to get the series creator or director on the program, on this program, in an upcoming episode. Tressa Acero-Smallwood and Mona Scott-Young, thank you both very much for being on this last half hour. It's been a pleasure to have you both aboard. Congratulations on getting this project off the ground. Let's hope it does a lot of good for a lot of people dealing with these issues. And hopefully have you back on down the road when you get more projects coming our way.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome, Tressa and Mona. Take care. Have a great rest of your week. And enjoy the July 4th holiday weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Tressa Acero-Smallwood and Mona Scott-Young joining us live from Washington, D.C. and New York, respectively. When we come back, our classic trivia question of the week, and then we open the phone lines to you. What did you think about the first half of TV 2021, and what do you hope the second half will bring? And I'll have some thoughts to contribute as well. We'll do all that after we pause at the top of the hour for for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tuning.com, together reaching over 60 million people around the world every month and growing. Blog Talk Radio is your home for He Said What Radio, a different kind of women's radio experience. He Said What Radio. It's this Sunday night, July 4th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. He Said What Radio, only on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, best BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to our final half hour of this 90-minute edition of Tomorrow Be Televised, and welcome to those of you just joining us at the top of the hour. Tom Avon with you live from Nueva York, where it is 95 degrees at the top of the hour. We're wrapping up the third day of a 3 or 4 day weekend, depending on where you are, up and down the East Coast. And we'd like to hear from you in this half hour about what you thought about TV the first half of this year and what you hope TV will bring you the second half. So if you got a thought, question, comment, suggestion, et cetera, rant, rave, give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You'll catch us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and TuneIn Radio. And you can also get into our chat room if you're not into the phone. It's SimonApple04 by name. It's SimonApple04 by name. And you can get it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the promo is on the air, other people can connect with you by using Facebook Timeline. So click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk Speaker TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions. We'll be live with you. Our TV 2021 first half dialogue will begin, but first, we have our classic trivia question of the week to get to, so let's do so. We've been posing this question for the last week and a half, and if you're first with the correct answer, we have not one but two classic TV series soundtracks for you. The original 1960s The Outer Limits, the music by Dominic Frontieri, and from the classic Psychic Phenomena anthology series One Step Beyond, hosted and directed by John Newland, it's the music by Harry Lubin. Here's the question. Name the 1970s ABC miniseries saga about the Jordache brothers, one brother played by Peter Strauss. Name the 1970s ABC miniseries saga about the Jordache brothers, one of those brothers played by Peter Strauss. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, when you enclose your answer by email, include your name and your mailing address, so if you win, we get the prize out to you ASAP. As always, if you don't get a winner by the end today, we'll post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook is Simon Applebaum, which now has over 2,500 followers, and Twitter, which has over 700 and almost 760 at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, play in, and all the very best. All right, we want to hear from you. So what's your thoughts about the first half of TV 2021? And your thoughts on what you hope to get the second half, which starts tomorrow. So give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. For yours truly, this first half of TV 2021 has been an absolutely incredible year. And if there's one thing that these first 6 months of 2021 have confirmed without the shadow of a doubt, any doubt, it's this. Smart TV sets and smart TV devices have become the way people watch and use television. All areas of the country, all races, all colors, everyone. Right now, nearly 85% of all U.S. households have smart TV sets and devices, whether it's sets from the likes of Samsung, Vizio, LG, Philips, Hitachi, TCL, Hisense, etc., or devices like Amazon Fire TV, Roku, Google Chromecast, NVIDIA Shield, Portal TV from Facebook, Google Chromecast or Google TV, and the new On devices sold at Walmart stores from Walmart. And they're using these sets and devices to watch tens of billions of hours of content every month, and it's growing by leaps and bounds from month to month. And we have now seen in this first half, we have seen this mega plentiful content era go bursting into what I say are three pockets of what we call the mega content services. First, we have the first generation, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, doing more original content than ever. And then we have the mega content era second generation, which is really divided up into three parts. One is the Plus or Max services, HBO Max, Peacock, Discovery Plus, Paramount Plus, Printed TV from Univision joining the fray, etc. You have these multi-channel bundles, some of which are now doing original content. Tubi, Zumo, FuboTV, etc. In fact, I've just done an ad from Tubi showing that they're going to have an original Christmas movie next month. That's right, an original Christmas movie next month, only on Tubi. That's Fox's multi-channel bundle. And there's all these new programming services available on smart TV sets and smart devices, many of which we have covered on this program over the last 6 months and the year before. And some of the year before that. It's absolutely astonishing. We can't go a week by showcasing a new venture. And these new ventures are picking up speed. They're picking up advertised support. And advertisers are saying that smart TV sets and smart TV devices have become the way people watch television. And it's proven to them that if you do ads and you don't do what broadcasts and cable now do, which is to have so many commercial breaks and so many commercials within each break, to the point where 50 to 20 minutes of an hour-long show in daytime or prime time is taken up by commercials and promos, people will watch. It's not just the services that are commercial-free, where you pay a monthly subscription price for it. The other thing that's interesting to me is that for the first time ever, broadcast and cable networks are not the center of the universe of television anymore. They are the afterthought. They are the low people on the totem pole. If you saw the upfront events or heard about the events that Warner Media did before advertisers back in May, or Discovery, Disney, or ViacomCBS, it was ecosystem, 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 and not with broadcasting cable networks as the center point from which everything pushes out. It's the mega content services. It's the smart TV bundles. And a CBS, an NBC, an ABC, a CW, it's basically an afterthought. Or it's a feeder line for shows that later on end up and get more audience on a mega content service. And speaking of broadcast services, we're seeing for the first time that if you're a hit on a broadcast network, you get far fewer people than you ever used to. Remember the days when if you were the number one television show in prime time, you would have 25, 30, 15 million people watch a week live? Now if you have 5, 6 million, you're a hit. And most shows don't even get there. They now, if they get a million or two, they're lucky. And that's just from the broadcast or cable network presentation alone. And that's where we stand. Oh, one more thing. We're also seeing a new factor in all this. Blockchain, cryptocurrency, non-fungible tokens, and crowdfunding. It was 3 years ago that we first heard of companies doing blockchain and cryptocurrency to finance new programming, series, and services. It looked like it was going to happen 2.5, 3 years ago. We covered on this program, and it died with a whisper. But now it's back. It's back, and it's big, and it looks like it is here to stay. And I hope you heard what we did earlier with Matt Wasseloff from Blockboard. That's the third venture using blockchain and cryptocurrency that we have featured on this program in the last 3 months. And we hear there's more to come. And the crowdfunding projects continue to accelerate. So no question that another piece of confirmation this year with TV 2021 is that blockchain, cryptocurrency, NFTs, crowdfunding, equity crowdfunding, here to stay as a major source of transforming television. And at the same time, the other thing that we saw was that award shows are in trouble, especially the Oscars and the Emmys. Oscars, it came very close to having single-digit viewership It came really close to single-digit viewership for a show that may have been the worst telecast of its kind in the history of the medium. The Grammy Awards, usually one of the class acts, wasn't classy this year. We've mentioned this before, a couple of sequences that never should have gone made of the air on CBS's coverage. They dropped the show, people turned the sets off, because, like the Oscars, it became too much inside baseball, too much politicking, too much critical race theory, too much of all that, and not enough of honoring achievement in the chosen profession, whether it's movies or TV or music. At the same time, also encouraging people to honor those achievements and tell the achievement out for themselves. So with all that out of the way about TV 2021 first half, what can you expect the second half will bring? Well, first of all, count on many more smart TV services coming on. We're going to showcase one of them on Friday's program, Unveiled Television, the next Comedy Central with Jack Vale, the person who put this venture together and is still putting it together as we speak for smart TV sets and smart devices. More efforts with blockchain, cryptocurrency, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A volcanic eruption of original TV production. Now that the pandemic looks like it's on its last legs here in the United States and Canada and many of the countries around the world, because we now know how to treat it and we have the vaccines and the drugs now or soon to wipe it out, you're going to see finally a splurge, a volcanic splurge, spike, whatever you want to call it, of original TV production. That is going to really manifest itself the second half of this year and in a big way in 2022 and 2023. You're going to see more people, especially people of color, launch production companies and filming services. You're going to see more programming development deals, whether it's from the Netflixes and Hulus and Apple TVs of the world, Apple TV Plus of the world, to production companies like Warner Brothers and MGM and Lionsgate, and even talent agencies. And you're going to see a lot more in terms of interactive ads. It's not just advertising anymore that will be reduced on these many of these services. It will be interactive ads. You're going to see more efforts to do interactive ads, and that may bring new advertisers along as well. And I have a hunch that before the end of this year, we will see, finally, a rebound in terms of interactive content. The ventures are out there, and now it's time to really make a movement happen. And I think the movement, if interactive ads work, interactive content will follow, and it will follow big time. You're also going to see major advertisers get into the content game. Rebecca Film Festival was held 2 weeks ago. I went to an event from Procter & Gamble. In case you haven't heard, P&G is working on a project called Widen the Screen. The idea is to develop TV content from various communities of color, starting with African Americans, later on Latinos, later on indigenous people, Native Americans, Asian Americans, et cetera, et cetera. And that's going to be followed, by the way, by inviting more ad budgets from P&G and other individual advertisers, as well as ad agencies, to black-owned media, Latino-owned media, Asian-American-owned media, and so on and so forth. Byron Allen is leading the way toward that. What he did this past May, his Tuesday Black Media Matters upfront campaign, was extraordinary and is going to pay off dividends. And the ad community is behind this. It's getting there. And you better believe that Byron and other black-owned media outlets and Latino-owned outlets, not to mention Univision and Telemundo and the rest of the Latino media, whether Latino-owned or not, are going to really ask for more dollars for Spanish-language television. So advertisers are going to be more invited, hopefully without legal problems, to get behind more and more media owned by communities of color. And that's a good thing. It is going to be a very exciting second half of the year. We may also see some experiments in having major award shows go on smart TV sets and devices. The Tony Awards are going to be a test of that. This September, for the first time ever, the Tony Awards will not be on CBS. They will be on Paramount Plus, which will be available through smart TV sets and devices, and in some cases, your local cable operator. And the first 2 hours, from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, will be the Tonys. However, three major awards will be held off for a Broadway fact special will be on CBS. And that's Best Musical, Best Play, Best Revival. It'll be interesting to see if the Tony viewership on a national level spikes going on smart TV set and smart TV device service like Paramount Plus. Because if that happens for the Tonys, I think the Emmy Awards, the Oscars, the SAGs, the Golden Globes, etc., will not be far behind. And one more thing, the Olympics. Peacock is about to have its biggest exposure yet because of the Olympics. I have no doubt that NBC is going to have great coverage of the Olympics next month. The question is, will that coverage earn ratings on NBC? Or again, will Peacock be the place to go, especially with the new tack it's going? And I'm wondering, by the way, whether interactivity is going to be part of Peacock. If Peacock does its thing, interactive television could get a big leap up through the Olympics. And if not, this time around, the Summer Games of Tokyo, the Winter Games in Beijing, and of course, there's a whole political issue to deal with, which is the United States, what is their relationship with China at the time, and will the U.S. team go or boycott? That's a situation for next year. But this year, Peacock has a great opportunity to really catapult itself into the national consciousness, especially if it does interactive programming, where you can call up different camera angles, stats, highlights at any given time. It'll be interesting to see also what kind of interactive advertising options Peacock offers to sponsors. So the second half of 2021, it's going to be a very exciting time. And we're going to try to cover it as best as we can. And we hope you're with us for the journey. All right, let's hear from you. I'm waiting. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. We'll give you a few more minutes to get your thoughts in. And as soon as you do, we'll get you on the air. And in the meantime, want to give you one more time our classic trivia question this week. The question is this. Name the 1970s ABC miniseries saga about the Jordache brothers, one of the brothers played by Peter Strauss. Name the 1970s ABC miniseries saga about the Jordache clan. A member of that clan, a big member, played by Peter Strauss. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. First, the direct answer, you will win our two very special soundtracks from the original 1960s version of The Outer Limits, the score by Dominic Frontieri, and from One Step Beyond, the original score by Harry Lubin, in great, great condition. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and Twitter. Simon Applebaum on Facebook, at UBC Simon CWBT on Twitter. So get in the game today, folks. Nothing to lose, everything to gain. You could be our latest winner. And, of course, all the very best. All right. Let's hear from you, SimonApple04 by name in the chat room, or give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. We have a few more minutes to get in. If not, we will call it a day for this 90-minute edition. And we want to remind you that our first edition of the second half of 2021 is on Friday. Our first guest will be the creative producers of the Series Fest 2021 unscripted pilot, Go Green. It's a home makeover series with an environmental twist. We'll talk to Nicole Winters and Leif Lindjum. And then from the new Comedy Central kind of network, Unveiled Network, founder and person putting it together as we speak, Jack Vale. That's all coming up on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And be with us for a special announcement about a brand new way to catch our program that we will premiere on Tuesday when our big two-hour episode happens. So be with us for that announcement. I think you'll like what we have to say, and we're very excited about where this could go. So join us for the special announcement. That's on Friday, July 2nd, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And coming up next Tuesday, big two-hour edition, and leading things off will be the executive producer we've had on the show before, Dean Devlin. His latest work, the new version of Leverage, now titled Leverage Redemption, starring Noah Wiley. And it'll be starting on July 9th, week from Friday, on Amazon's ad-supported service, imdb.tv. Dean Devlin, our lead guest, next Friday on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. All right, I want to give you a few more minutes to get your thoughts in. We're waiting. 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And once again, I want to thank everybody at Apple Podcasts for welcoming our program in. They are our latest podcast destination. We've gotten a 4 out of 5 star rating. The word on the street is very, very good. We really appreciate you. You get the program a few minutes after we go off the air with each live edition. So check us out. By the way, you can hear 300 episodes of our show dating back to 2018. We've had a lot of great guests over those 3-4 years. So check us out on Apple Podcasts. Just go to Apple Podcasts, click into Tomorrow Be Televised. You get our show right then and there, starting with the most recent episode. Apple Podcasts. And incidentally, we're also available, Apple-wise, through iTunes and Apple TV, the Apple TV device, so to speak. All right, I'm going to give you another minute or so. Get your thoughts in. Don't say we didn't advise you. Again, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Once again, if you want more details about Blockboard, our latest venture using cryptocurrency and cryptocurrency and blockchain to get new TV programming with advertising included on the air, go to www.blockboard.co, www.blockboard.co. If we hear about any shows that are using Blockboard to get on the air through various smart TV programming services or bundles, we will invite the creators or producers of those shows to join us on future episodes. And for more details about BET Her Presents coming your way on Saturday, July 10th, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time, go to BET.com. That's BET.com, and you can find, of course, all the information you need about sister network BET Her. All righty. Well, we gave you a shot to get your thoughts in on TV 2021, and so nobody responded. Okay, nobody made it wrong here, and we'll try it again. I really like the idea of giving you time to respond in a major way to the topics we cover and your overall thoughts about TV. So if you try to get through, we apologize, and we'll try again soon, okay? Okay, so once again, I want to thank our guests for coming aboard and all of you for tuning in. Don't forget, our third and final episode of the week and our first one of July 2021 will be on Friday with Nicole Winters and Leif Sundgren from the Series Fest 2021 pilot, Go Green, and Jack Vale, the founder of Unveiled Network, the new Comedy Central-type service that is underway and being put together as we speak. If you came in late on today's episode or you want to catch up an episode you missed, definitely go to our homepage. We put that episode up a few minutes after we go off the air. And, of course, the homepage is www.blogtalkradio.com/televised, P at the end, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And remember, we're always available 24/7 on our various podcast sites, that Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, also available on Spreaker Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, TuneIn.com, as well as Amazon Music, Verbal, and iTunes. So check them out. If you like what you hear, tell a friend and have them tune in live so they can be interactive with our guests and get in the conversation quickly. We'd love to hear what you thought about our program today. What's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going? What's your thoughts about new ventures using blockchain and cryptocurrency and NFTs to get new content and new services off the ground? So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question each week. Plus, we have a feature called Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention for whatever the reason? Well, we want to give it the attention, but we got to know what that show is and why it's important. So email me, communicate. If we use your suggestion on the air, you get the credit, no matter how you communicate. So don't forget, use that email, simonapple04@yahoo.com, or find me on Facebook, or find me on LinkedIn, or follow me on Twitter. Any way you communicate with us, is great. Why? Because we like to say around here, what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate is Mandolin. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, head of content. The co-founders of Enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Charish. And before we wrap things up, I want to give a quick shout-out to the organizers of the Manhattan Dance Championship. Yes, ballroom dancing is back in the New York metropolitan area, specifically New York City and in Brooklyn, where the first session is underway right now as we speak at the Brooklyn Marriott. It's not far from the J Street Metrotech stop on the F, A, C, and NR lines, and it's also not far from the Brooklyn Bridge. That event will be continuing tonight and going through the week and the July 4th weekend. So check it out and check out Manhattan Dance Championship's website or their Facebook page for all the details. I really invite you, particularly now that ballroom dancing is coming back in a big way in New York City, to get out there and support this event and support the ballroom dance champions and people who are competing in all sorts of categories, all sorts of dance forms. It really is worth your attention, and they deserve your support now more than ever. Tomorrow Be Televised is brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook or two and a one-month trial, it's audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your midweek. Have a great transition the first half of this year to the second, which starts tomorrow. And don't forget, if you're in a heat wave area, please, if you go out, take it easy, take it safe, drink fluids, drink water, check on your loved ones. Let's get through this heat wave. We will, and we'll get through it in great shape, okay? And it all starts with you. We'll be back on Friday. You know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, the iRadio Podcast Network, Verbal, and Apple Podcasts. Whatever you do between now and then, please make it safe, make it great, and now more than ever, remember, we are licking this pandemic. It is going away, and it's going away to stay now and forever. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.